Recorded Books and RB Digital present An Inconvenient Beauty by Christiane Hunter, narrated by Anne-Marie Gideon. To the sovereign of all, who has a better plan for our lives than we could ever imagine. Proverbs 3:5-6. And to Jacob, whom I will always love for his mind, and the way he makes me laugh. Prologue. Eton College, Berkshire, England, 1797. The line between boy and man was never murkier than when a father died too soon, leaving his son to walk through the foibles of youth while shouldering the responsibilities of adulthood. Though a part of Griffith, Duke of Riverton, knew that having to show his ripped paper to his housemaster wasn't the worst thing that could ever happen, the 11-year-old part of him seethed in anger. He fingered the tear in the top of his paper that meant that the master teacher found his work inadequate. The head of his house was going to be angry. Not as angry as Griffith was, though. It would be better if he knew where to direct his anger. While some of it was definitely reserved for the group of upper boys who ruthlessly attacked Griffith and his friend Ryland, Duke of Marshington, there was a good bit directed at himself as well. Because of the ceaseless taunting, the snide mutterings of, "As you wish, your grace," that rang in his ears until he heard it in his sleep, and the teacher's delight in being able to discipline such high-ranking boys, Griffith was coming to despise the title he'd been raised to love and respect. Unlike Ryland, who had been all too pleased to obtain the title, since it meant his grandfather couldn't torture him anymore, Griffith had adored his father and would have been more than happy not to be the Duke. He'd have given anything to be able to ask his father what he should do now, because what he wanted was revenge. The anger at the older boys, the teachers, and himself coursed through him, burning right through his normal, logical reasoning until all he wanted to do was prove that, despite his tender years, he was no one to be crossed, that he wasn't a boy but a young man to be reckoned with. The paper in his hand crumbled further as his fingers curled into a tight fist. He'd had very little time to work on his paper this week, given the several hours a day he'd had to help the groundskeeper as punishment for an escapade in the headmaster's office. An escapade that he'd had no part in, but the headmaster had been convinced he and Ryland had done. Rearranging all the furniture was a fairly harmless prank, but the older boys had also rifled through the files, making changes to Ryland's and Griffith's marks to make it look like they'd done it. Headmaster Heath hadn't been pleased. Griffith's hands were raw and his muscles hurt from the hours spent shoveling bat guano into the flower beds as fertilizer, as well as from the additional household chores he'd been given. Ryland was waiting outside the house, his arms crossed over his thin chest. Griffith towered over him, having grown enough in the past year to require having his trousers retailored twice and ordering new coats and shirts made. Another second-year boy nodded at them as he scurried into the house, not wanting to be seen with them, and thereby become a target of the older boys. "Did you find out who invaded the headmaster's office?" Griffith shoved his already crumpled paper into his satchel. Ryland nodded, lips pressed together. "The fifth years." Griffith nodded at the building behind Ryland. "From our house?" "No, they were King's scholars." "I guess that takes care of your plan then." Secretly, Griffith was relieved. As much as his anger was driving him toward revenge, the idea Ryland had come up with while they shoveled manure yesterday made Griffith more than a little nervous. Sneaking into the upper boys' room in one of the houses in town was one thing, but the King's scholars' house was on campus. "I say we do it." Deep creases formed in Ryland's forehead, causing a shadow to fall across his gray eyes. "If I hear, 'As you wish, your grace,' one more time, I'm liable to do something that will actually get me sent down from school." Griffith was inclined to agree, though violence hadn't been part of his life. Even he was feeling the urge to hit something. The urge frightened him as much as the idea of sneaking into the King's Scholars boarding house at night. "I'm doing it. Tonight." Ryland lifted an eyebrow. "Are you with me?" Was he? He was fairly sure that his father wouldn't approve. But his father had left him to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?